Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really good,
Yeah.
actually. Yeah. We finally went to Free Comic Book Day.
For real this time.
And it was really
It
fun.
was.
So, there hasn't been a Free Comic Book Day like event in 2 years, at least at the comic book store we go to. Because in 2020, it got canceled last minute. They still had all the stuff, and they said, oh, come in at any point in the next month and you can get your five free comics. And then last year they also did a like stress-free, no event, like we have the comics, come on by. And I didn't go to either of those, so
It
this was fun.
was fun.
We got there half an hour early because I'm perpetually late now. Everything takes me a little bit longer. And who they had like a whole bunch of Star Wars people dressed up
Oh
taking
yeah.
pictures. So there was that was Boba Fett, right?
I think so.
The one with like the orangish rust color.
I have no idea. I'm gonna say yes.
There was multiple Star Wars characters
Yeah.
dressed up taking photos.
There was also a hot dog and bacon.
Yes, there were these two preteen boys
Yeah.
or younger that were dressed up in those like full body costumes of
It
a hot dog and a slice of bacon. And then they started fake fighting, like, I don't know, like karate fights or like street fighter fights.
was.
And then Faye goes, look, food fight.
It
Was really funny. And we got our five free comics. The only one I could remember that I got was Avatar: The Last Airbender.
I just grabbed things that looked pretty.
And then they had like an entire humongous table full of food.
Oh yeah, that was the best part.
Yeah, so we got candy and chips and brownies, cookies, and sodas. And then almost everything in the whole store was on sale, like
Yeah.
20% off. So I got, is it just called Mouse?
I think so.
So I got that. What would you call that? It's a book. It's not just a comic book.
Graphic novel.
Yes, thank you. It's a graphic novel about a true story, I believe, about like a survivor of the Holocaust.
But depicted as a mouse.
Mouse. Yeah. So I got that. I'm really excited. I've heard very, very good things from many,
Yeah.
many sources. And I think I've had it on my like my shopping list on Amazon forever. And
Yeah.
I mean, there's hundreds of things on there, so it's got bogged down, but I'm excited that I saw it and I bought it. And then I also got a nice Witcher huge book for my husband for his birthday.
How kind.
Yeah, it was a good event.
It was fun. I'm glad we went.
Yeah,
It's,
twice.
I like to do things.
Yeah. It's hard to get the energy to do things, especially like the older we get and the more used to staying inside we got in the last 2 years. Like things just are more exhausting after COVID
It's
because
true.
we were at that point in our lives in our late 20s where we were still going out all the time, but it was like harder and harder. But it was also, we weren't going to say that. We're going to stay out till 2 a.m. and be totally fine. So yeah, COVID was a excellent excuse to stop doing that. And I am so glad we stopped. Oh my God, that was killing me.
Yeah, I do miss like going out, but I would like to go out from like 6 to 8:30.
Right? Yeah. Like normal time or even like 6 to 9, you
Yeah.
know, and then start heading home and like closing your tab and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, last night we hung out till like 11 and
That was
both of us were
rough.
suffering.
Yeah. Was ready to go to bed.
Oh man, but it was a nice visit.
It was.
We had Shirley and Tay over.
We haven't seen them in so
I
long.
know. I think the last time they both saw me, I was not as pregnant as I am now.
Yeah.
So that's
It was
for
a big
sure.
shock.
And they were just like, oh my God, you're so pregnant. I'm just like, fucking tell me about it. Like, goddamn. So pregnant. Oh, all right. Well, Happy Fearsome Fridays, y'all. We are on Holy Gossip Girls. I'm KC.
I'm Faye.
And what are you drinking?
I was drinking a sparkling water, but I finished it.
I am drinking a sparkling water that I haven't finished. Mine is the black cherry flavor.
Mine was strawberry.
And the brand is called Waterloo. We got them from Free Comic Book Day.
We did. Everyone got a free soda, but we're boring, so we got water.
I think we're just basic.
Yeah.
And I really do try not to drink too much soda. Every once in a while, I'll get like a craving for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been craving just anything sweet, really. And I'll drink like a quarter of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ah, oh, that was nice. And I put it in the fridge for like fucking 4 weeks. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then I'll drink this flat soda because it's like a bottle.
Yeah.
And Michael's like, you know, you don't, like, you can throw that away. I'm just like, I'm gonna go waste this. The soda that cost me $2. What a waste.
I can't throw that away.
Oh, I forgot to look up how big the baby would
yeah.
be. Let me turn my Wi-Fi back on. Sorry if it beeps at you. Just for a second. When does this come out?
6/24.
Wow.
2 months before my birthday.
All right. So, the baby at 29 weeks pregnant is going to be... Oh, I'm going to tell you two sizes. A head of cauliflower.
Ooh, my favorite.
And as big as a Mr. Potato Head.
Aww. What if it looks like that?
Oh my God.
She's in there looking like that.
That's horrifying. Okay, let me turn my Wi-Fi back off. That's big.
Yeah, it is.
I'm excited. My next visit coming up is the glucose test, which isn't exciting, but I get to have an ultrasound after that.
Aww.
Yeah. So
more baby pics.
Yep. It actually looks like a baby.
It does. It has a head shape.
It has all the shapes.
It has all the shapes. It's got so cute.
All the bones and everything.
I'm proud of her for growing bones.
Yeah. Oh man. Okay, well, do you have any other hot goss?
I don't.
Okay, well, I guess let's get started. I have another terrible story that involves child abuse.
All right.
Nothing. I don't think there was a lot of sexual abuse going on.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody dies. Spoiler. A good spoiler. And there is a resolution to this case. But if you're sensitive to child abuse and neglect and starvation.
Go away.
Yeah, just... See us next week. Eventually, I'll stop picking sad topics.
Next week is fun.
Yeah, next week's going to be a fun topic. This week, no, not so much. All right, so I am going to be talking to you about the Turpin case.
Oh, no.
Which was very publicized, and it wasn't that long ago.
It's pretty recent.
I think it said either 2018 or 2019.
I do remember it.
We'll get there. Okay, well. We're going to start with the background of the family. David Allen Turpin was born October 17th, 1961. He was formerly a computer engineer who graduated at Virginia Tech and had worked for Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman. Sure. He met his wife, Louise Ann Turpin, born May 24th, 1968. At Princeton High School in Princeton, West Virginia. The couple married in Parrisburg, Virginia in 1985 when David was 23 and Luis was 16.
How'd they meet in high school?
I don't know because he was
her teacher.
7 years older than her. Either he got held late.
That's creepy.
Or she went early. I don't know. I'm assuming he was held back. He was just outside selling cigarettes. The Turpins are Pentecostal Christians. As part of their beliefs, the couple had numerous children because God called on them to do so.
Okay, selfish.
They produced 10 daughters and 3 sons.
Gross.
Between 1988 and 1915. So she was 19 whenever they first started popping them out.
Oh my God.
Despite their socially conservative beliefs, the couple engaged in swinging. Isn't that a fun fact?
That's so weird. That's bizarre.
And I didn't read that anywhere else with no more detail. Uh-huh. So
someone made it up.
I mean, it was on Wikipedia. Anybody could have put that on there. The Turpin family lived in Fort Worth, Texas until 1999 when they moved to a neighboring city in Rio Vista. Their house eventually became filthy. So I will read my sources later, but I have Wikipedia and then an article on ABC News, which was like an interview with two of the daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the daughters, Jennifer, did most of the quotes. So I think pretty much all of them. So I'm going to tell you a lot of quotes from Jennifer Turpin, which I believe is the oldest daughter.
Okay.
All right. So their house eventually became filthy. Jennifer Turpin later said, covered in mold, dirt, and trash.
Gross.
The mother, she used to adore, started having violent mood swings when she was very little, she said, whenever Jennifer was little. Quote, I never knew which side I was going to get of her. If I was going to ask her a question, is she going to call me stupid or something and then yank me across the floor? Or is she going to be nice and answer my question?
That's scary.
As more children were born, Jennifer said, neglect from their parents turned into physical abuse, and they would use parts of the Bible to explain their behavior.
Of course they did.
Quote, they love to point out things in Deuteronomy saying that we have the right to do this to you, that they had the right to even kill us if we didn't listen.
I don't think that's true.
Does the Bible say that?
I think you're reading the wrong Bible. The Bible says swinging is okay.
Swinging is okay. Killing your kids? I mean, you made them.
Do what you want.
According to the sisters, the two that were interviewed, their parents would abuse them for even the most minor things. If a child colored outside of the lines, their mother might pull on their hair or throw them across the room.
That's just what children do, though.
I know. You know how hard it is to color in the lines?
Yeah.
Like, you need...
That's a talent.
You need to be, like, an adult to do that. One time, Jennifer said, one of her siblings was caught in their mother's bedroom.
Oh, no.
And their mother threw her and then pushed the child down the stairs.
Wow.
Normal reaction. You know. Her father used belts and sticks to whip the children until they bled. Jennifer recalled one moment when she said her father picked her up, feet off the floor, and slammed her into a wall.
Oh my God.
In 2007, the Turpin parents moved 10 of their... God, this is so fucked up. They moved 10 of their children into an isolated trailer on their property.
Why?
David and Louise took two of the youngest and left the rest of the children to fend for themselves. So this must have been before the last one was born. I'm not sure. I don't know. Regardless, 10 of them were in there. Two of them were inside the house. And they would bring groceries on a weekly basis, but not enough to feed everyone. One of the daughters, Jordan, which I think was the other one that was interviewed, who was 6 years old at the time, stated there was a lot of starving and she had resorted to eating ketchup or mustard or ice.
Aww.
Jennifer Turpin said that their parents left the older siblings with a flip phone so they could receive their, quote, instructions.
Oh my God.
One of which was to put any rebellious children into cages, which were dog kennels with locks.
Wow.
Yep.
What does the Bible say about this?
Because the Bible told me so.
Thou shalt lock bad kids in dog cages.
Oh my God. And then a quote from Jennifer. You're torn. You don't know what to do. Because it's like, if you don't do what they tell you to do, you're going to get punished.
Plus you were raised like that.
Yeah. So. After the family left Rio Vista property in 2010, neighbors found feces and beds with ropes tied to them inside the house, along with dead cats and piles of garbage.
Aww.
So even the two kids that were living inside the house didn't have it that great.
Yeah. That's sad.
In 2014, the Turpins moved to Paris, California. Is it Paris or Purris? It's P-E-R-R-I-S.
I don't know.
Because I think I've heard of Paris, or is that Paris, Texas?
I have no idea.
Doesn't fucking matter. Neighbors reported that the children were silent and less spoken to, like children whose only defense was to be invisible. Aww. They would skip rather than walk, which is weird, and appeared malnourished and pale. Around 2015, Jordan Turpin said she got, this is probably one of the reasons why I remember this story is this next part that I'm going to tell you about. And it's so fucking sad and like weird too. Anyway, in 2015, Jordan Turpin said she got a hold of an old smartphone and discovered Justin Bieber's music videos.
Aww.
Quote, "I don't know where I would be if we didn't watch Justin Bieber. I started realizing that there is a different world out there and I wanted to experience that." She's a believer.
What if there's a quote from her? "I believe I can get out of here."
That would be her episode title.
"I can't believe my parents are doing this."
By 2018, David and Louise Turpin had moved to chaining some of their children to their bunk beds, sometimes for months at a time.
Oh my God.
According to investigators. So that was 2018. So yeah, this must have been, I think it ends in 2019 or very short. It ends very soon. One of Louise's sisters said that David and Louise refused to let her see the children. And another sister said that she'd been concerned about their children's weight. But Louise's aunt said the family pictures posted on Facebook had made her think that they were one big happy family. So the children did not spend all of their time in captivity. Photos emerge of the parents and all 13 children visiting Disneyland, which sounds so expensive.
Really?
The boys and girls were dressed in matching Disney t-shirts. David and Louise had an affinity for Disney for the park. Fun fact! The vanity plates on the couple's two cars were D-Land and DL Forever.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they getting money from?
I don't know.
That's like, crazy.
I mean, from not taking care of their children. Yeah. But like, even that much is probably still kind of pricey.
Yeah.
David and Louise had been planning to move the family to Oklahoma at the time of their arrest. Jordan Turpin overheard her parents speaking about the move and decided it was time to call the police.
Smart.
So she was like, "It's now or never."
Yeah.
Like, we have got to get out of here. So this next section is called Escape and Rescue. By 2018, the Turpin children had been planning to escape their parents for more than 2 years. On January 14th, 2018, two of the girls left the house through a window. The younger girl, age 13, became frightened and turned back. But Jordan, then 17, got some distance away and called 911 on a deactivated cell phone. I'm assuming the smartphone she found.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't know. If you, like, took the SIM card out of a cell phone, would it still let you call 911?
I don't know.
Because apparently, I mean,
I'm sure it does.
How, though? That's crazy. That's a good, I never knew that. So that's something to put in the back of my brain. In the 911 call, she told the dispatcher that she and her siblings were being abused by their parents and that the smell in the house was so bad sometimes she could barely breathe. When the first police officer arrived, Jordan showed him photos of conditions inside the house. So I didn't put this in here, but they were at one point whenever some of them were tied to the bed,
mm-hmm.
she convinced one of her brothers to like take pictures of them on that one cell phone just as like evidence.
Oh,
yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah. And it was like this whole thing because he was scared. Anyway. Deputies of the Riverside County Sheriff's Department raided the house, stating they were there for a welfare check. Louise and David answered the door. The Sheriff's Department said that Louise was perplexed as to why they were at their residence. Inside, they encountered a house reeking of human excrement, decaying garbage, dead pets, and moldy food, with every surface covered in trash. Later, they found the other 12 children. One had been shackled to a bed for weeks, and it appeared that two others had been shackled until just before the officers arrived.
Wow.
Children were found with bruises on their arms, appearing frail and caked with dirt. The children were so malnourished that the deputies thought they were all under 18 years old, when in fact, seven were over 18.
Wow.
Seven.
That's a lot.
Like, how is it that, I mean, so I don't know all the ages of the kids, but if Jennifer was 17 whenever she escaped, she had seven older siblings that didn't do anything. I know, like, that's terrible, but, like, they were 18.
Yeah.
Like,
well, if you've been raised that way your whole life, you probably don't even
know.
Don't realize.
So sad.
I did see the video of her talking to police.
Yeah.
They think she's on drugs. They're like, did you take anything? And she's like, I've never taken a pill in my life.
Which, who's her?
The one who had the pictures.
Jennifer?
I guess.
Okay.
They don't believe her until she shows them the pictures.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Well, yeah. If you were like, I have 12 siblings and we're all being kept, like, held captive in my parents' home our entire lives, and they shackle us to the bed and don't feed us, and, like, we don't shower and there's trash everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it seems so preposterous.
It does.
Like, that it would be hard to believe without proof. Because it's just, why would anyone do that? All right. Really? The house contained hundreds of journals written by the children about their lives. Aww. Which is interesting.
It is interesting.
Especially because they didn't really have schooling. So, Jordan said afterwards during an interview, quote, I knew I would die if I got caught. I think it was us coming so close to death so many times. If something happened to me, at least I died trying.
Aww.
Yeah. It's just so fucked up. Let's take a quick break and we will come back to this horrible story.
Bye.
Bye. We're back.
Hello.
So, this next section, I probably should have said this one little thing before we came back, but I'm going to talk very briefly of the nature of the crimes. For years, the parents had imprisoned, beaten, and strangled their children, allowing them to eat just once per day and shower just once per year.
Oh my God.
The older children appeared much younger because of their malnourishment. Get this. The 29-year-old weighed just 82 pounds.
Jesus.
The 11-year-old child had an arm circumference equivalent to, you want to guess?
A toddler.
A four-month-old.
Oh my God.
Baby. Yes. Like, what?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So sad.
Some appeared to lack basic knowledge of the world, for example, being unfamiliar with what medicine and police were.
Dang.
Yeah. The case is considered extraordinary for numerous reasons, including that abuse was inflicted on multiple children by both parents, and the calculated and systematic nature of the abuse and torture. Okay, so let's move on to the legal proceedings. The Turpins were charged with 12 counts of torture, 12 counts of false imprisonment. I don't know why it's not 13, but whatever. 7 counts of abuse of a dependent adult and 6 counts of child abuse. Don't know what the difference is. Oh, dependent adult. Okay, yeah. I get it. Okay, I understand. David received an additional charge of a lewd act on a child under 14.
Gross.
They didn't go into detail, thank God, and that's the only thing that was on there. They were held in lieu of bail being posted, which media reported was set at $9 million for Luis and $12 million for David. David was eventually charged with perjury in relation to affidavits he filed with the California Department of Education over the years, in which he asserted that his children were being educated in a private school, which they weren't. Luis's attorney requested Luis be placed in a pre-trial diversion program for mental health treatment due to a diagnosis of histrionic personality disorder, which I had to look up. It is characterized by a pattern of excessive attention-seeking behaviors, usually being in early childhood, including inappropriate seduction and an excessive desire for approval. People diagnosed with this disorder are said to be lively, dramatic, vivacious, enthusiastic, extroverted, and flirtatious.
Wow.
The judge denied the request on the grounds that Turpin posed a risk to the public. Good for him.
Yeah.
Or her. Good for them.
Good for them.
On February 22nd, 2019, David and Luis each changed their not guilty pleas to guilty on one count of torture, three counts of willful child cruelty, four counts of false imprisonment, and six counts of cruelty to an adult dependent. Which, I don't know why it's not more than that, but yeah, whatever. Both were sentenced to life imprisonment and the possibility of parole after 25 years. However, experts believe they will never receive parole due to the severity of their crimes.
They don't deserve it.
Yeah, so they're probably never getting out.
Good.
Okay, so the aftermath. All the children spent several weeks in the hospital, after which the six minors were put into two foster homes. Doctors treated various issues, including heart damage due to lack of nutrients, cognitive impairments, and neuropathy.
Oh, that's sad. That's something they'll have to live with their whole lives, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. If you go literally your entire life being malnourished, like, yeah, it's got to mess you up. Five of the younger children were housed in foster care with a family where abuse took place, unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
In October 2019, they were adopted by that family while the abuse was occurring. The foster family was arrested and charged with abusing multiple children, including that of at least one of the Turpin child, one Turpin child.
So at least. Sad.
Yeah. Can't catch a break.
Escaping that and then just
going right back into something shitty.
Yeah.
In early 2020, the Riverside County Deputy District Attorney said, quote, some of the children are living independently, living in their own apartment, probably like the adults, and have jobs and are going to school. Some volunteer in the community. They go to church.
Aww.
An investigation for the ABC News Magazine 2020, which chronicled the case for the November 2021 special, Escape from a House of Horror, reported some of the Turpin children are now neglected by Riverside County Social Services.
Some that is so sad.
Some are homeless, and none may use the hundreds of thousands of dollars donated to them.
Why?
The money was placed in a trust controlled by a court-appointed public guardian. Joshua Turpin stated he could not access the funds and was denied to purchase a bicycle.
Aww.
During an interview with Diane Sawyer for the 2020 special, Jordan Turpin stated that she was released without warning from a foster home with no life skills, no plans for housing, or knowledge of how to get food and health care.
That is so sad.
According to the report, Riverside County has hired a private law firm to investigate allegations of abuse by social services. And that's where the story ends.
Oh my God.
So it's like an ongoing thing. That was just a year ago. So they're not doing great.
That's really. I mean,
they're all alive. Their mm-hmm. parents are in prison forever.
Yeah.
But they have no way to access this money that people have donated. They have people that are taking advantage of them
mm-hmm.
and abusing them still. And they have no life skills at all. They don't know how to human, more or less, take care of themselves.
Sorry, I hate that. I really do.
Sorry, I said this had a happy ending. I forgot it doesn't. It has a happy ending in the fact that nobody died and their parents are in jail.
Yeah.
Forever. My sources are Wikipedia and an article on ABC News by Christina Eng, Tess Scott, Acacia Nunes, Brian Mrzycki, and Lauren Efron.
Zach's mom.
Yep. She's a great writer. So yeah, it's a sad story.
It is very sad.
Big fat bummer.
It's sad that you would go from being abused to being abused, mm-hmm. or being homeless,
mm-hmm.
or living on your own with no money.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how they could get away with that.
They should like start a GoFundMe.
Mm.
I would donate.
But I wonder if somehow the state or social services would find a way to take that. Like, I don't know how the donated, like, they have hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations. Like, I don't know what, from what source.
I wonder if they even have bank accounts.
I don't know. Like, it's fucked up. And you know what? A lot of times, I mean, I guess it's probably, I don't really know that, but I think a lot of times that in public cases like this, like, there's all these crazy media and like everyone's really obsessed and wants to interview you and boohoo you, and then like as soon as they're done with the story they like dip out.
Yeah.
And they don't give a shit what happens.
No one cares anymore.
Yeah. And that really wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
It was like last year. Like, how do you go from being an abused child and then like literally a year later homeless?
Yeah.
Like, who's responsible?
They should be protected forever, I think. You go through that, you deserve it.
Yeah. So, I guess the legal system and the social security system and the foster care system is pretty jacked really up.
Wow. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Sorry. Tragic.
Oh, it's so horrible.
It is.
Oh. Yeah. Some people just, like, shouldn't foster kids.
Yeah, most people.
Yeah. I've heard very not great things about it.
A lot of people just want, like, the money you get. Yeah. They don't care about the kids.
But why would you take in five of the kids of a highly publicized case?
And then abuse them?
Yeah.
Like, someone's gonna find out.
Yeah. I mean, good that they found out, but yeah, like, that's not very smart.
Think it through.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess that's that on that. When does this come out?
6/24.
I hope my baby shower was successful.
Yeah.
Yep.
I hope so too.
I hope I'm not stressed about it anymore. I hope I get tons of stuff.
Yeah. Great gifts.
I hope I get everything off my registry so I don't have to buy anything. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to happen, but we need the, like, big ticket things that are on there. I need two car seats and they're each like, I don't know, $300 a piece. And then I have a crib on there that's like $400.
Wow.
Yep.
I won't be able to afford those things.
I can't either. No, I could, but it's like, Jesus, you need so much.
Yeah, babies.
Babies be needing stuff.
Babies be needy.
My baby's so needy.
Oh, this clingy baby.
All she wants to do is eat.
She won't give me alone time.
It's like every 2 hours, it's like, give me some food.
Find your own friends. Sick of this. That would be me as a mom.
No, I don't think it would.
I don't think I'd be a very good mom.
I don't know. I think if you actually had a kid, I think you would love it so much.
I think if I had a desire to have a kid, then I could probably be a good mom.
Yeah.
But if I was like, I had to have a kid right now,
yeah,
I'd be terrible. I'd lock it in the closet.
Oh my God. No, you wouldn't.
Mommy wants to play video games. You relax in here.
Oh my God. I think you think that now, but it's like how you feel about your pets.
Yeah.
Right? You love them unconditionally and you would like literally do anything for them.
That's true, but sometimes I want my dog to leave me alone.
Do you?
I do.
Oh.
Well, not my dog, but like dogs I watch.
That's different. Those aren't your dogs.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I never want my pets to leave. I want them to always be around me. And then I'm like, oh my God, they follow me everywhere. And I like flip my hair.
Oh my God, I'm so popular.
God, they just are obsessed with me. It's just so funny. Yeah, I think you would do fine.
Not right now.
Not right now, but you don't have to right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Is a thing. Yeah.
No one's forcing me to have a kid.
No one's forcing you. Yet.
Yet.
Just kidding. Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why we waited so long.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't ready whenever I was younger. And now I'm almost 30.
My mom had two kids at 22.
That's crazy to me. Yeah. Like, but that's also pretty typical. Like,
I couldn't even read yet at that time.
I think it's more common for at least people in our generation to wait.
Yeah.
And not only because, like, things are generally more expensive.
You can't afford houses.
Yeah. So it's like, doesn't make sense to bring a kid into a world whenever you literally can't afford to live somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But that, and I think, you know, that might be a huge part of it, because I know Michael's dad is like, oh yeah, I was in school full time and was able to pay for my school with a part-time job.
Unbelievable.
Like a regular, like like minimum wage part-time job.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I worked full time and went to school full time, and my full time job paid for my to live, mm-hmm. like house, car, food, and then like my books each semester.
Yeah,
and that was it.
That's sad.
and I worked way more than full time, so I could get that like overtime. It was a nightmare. It's a fucked up system.
It really is.
Can't wait to bring a kid into it, and it'll be even more fucked up for them.
No, I think it's gonna get better.
Do you?
I think the new kids are gonna change things.
I don't know.
I do.
I think they got the willpower, but I think it's too fucked up.
I think all the old people are gonna die out.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna get to start over.
We'll see. I have very little hope. On that also wonderful happy note, I guess we will part, and we will see you guys next week, right?
Yes.
And for a bonus episode next week. Awesome.
Ooh, double episodes.
Double episode. Ooh, next episode will be the start of July. My right. favorite month.
A because good month.
I love my birthday. All right. Follow us on social media. We are Unholy Gossip Girls on Facebook and Instagram, at Girls Unholy on Twitter. And email us what your favorite month is at unholygossipgirls@gmail.com. Become a paid subscriber for the low, low price of $4.99 a month, and you get special ad-free bonus content on the 1st and 15th of every month. And you could do that by following the link in the show notes.
Yeah.
I said that real quick. Got it down. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next Friday.
Goodbye.
Bye.